News and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Michael Wallace, Israel and Iran are trading more missiles this morning. President Trump is still considering whether the U.S. should help Israel attack Iran's nuclear sites. Israel says Iran was close to building a nuclear bomb.
What intelligence do you have that Iran is building a nuclear weapon? Your intelligence community has said they have no evidence that they are at this point.
Well, then my intelligence community is wrong. Who in the intelligence community said that?
Your director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard.
She's wrong.
CBS's Charlie Daggett has more on that rift.
Tulsi Gabbard has been concerned, like others, of an escalation of a wider war. But for the president to straight out say she's wrong, that just underlines not only the divisions, but the uncertainty, the urgency of where we are right now. There are some analysts that believe that the pressure that Israel has brought to bear and the United States might bring to bear on the Iranians might force the regime to speed up its development of a weapon. It shows the president is facing many moving parts.
Iran's foreign minister says it would be very dangerous for everyone if the U.S. gets involved in the war. A judge has freed Columbia University graduate student Mahmoud Khalil from an ICE detention center in Louisiana. The Trump administration says it will appeal. It wants to deport Khalil, who led pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia. Khalil was asked if he had a message for the administration.
There's no right person that who should be detained for actually protesting a genocide, for protesting their university. Columbia University, that is investing in the genocide of the Palestinian people.
Khalil said he'll have more to say during a news conference today in New York. A federal judge has approved a $7.4 billion opioid settlement against the maker of OxyContin, Purdue Pharma. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
The big sticking point has been legal immunity. So the Supreme Court rejected the original settlement deal because that would have shielded the Sackler family from other lawsuits, including from victims. So that forced a renegotiation of the settlement.
The attorneys general of all 50 states have signed on to the settlement, under which the Sackler family will have to give up ownership of the drug company. If you bought some of those gold bars at Costco last year, you may have struck gold.
Gold is now trading about 45% higher than it was this time last year and near a record high. That Costco 1 ounce gold bar cost around $2,400. It's now gained almost $1,000. If you're thinking of selling those bars, they say keep in mind any profits made from selling gold can be taxed at a higher rate than other investments, since the IRS typically classifies physical gold as a collectible. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Silver prices are also surging. They're up 27% this year. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. A heat advisory today. It'll be hot with a high near 91 and a strong south wind. For tonight, partly cloudy, 77 our overnight low. Sunny and warm again for Sunday, highs near 93. Add in some humidity, heat index 101.
Currently 75 degrees.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend news headlines and also State Senator Kelda Royce. Will the Joint Finance Committee actually meet this week? She'll tell us. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay. ProfHearingCare.com. And by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, a look at fishing kayaks with a Farm and Fleet expert. Getting ready for bow season and river fishing with Bimbo Gifford. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named best personal injury law firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupie.com. And all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Jeff Kelm is on the road again this week. He's on the Missouri River in South Dakota, this time for a National Walleye Tour tournament. And we'll try to catch up with him again next week. And I've been on the road myself this week. My son John and I had a belated Father's Day three-day get-together, first on the Chippewa River with Bimbo Gifford, and then on Lake Namakagan in my boat, and finally we played golf at the Apostle Highlands in Mayfield. More about that a little later in the show. Coming up, Blaine's Farm and Fleet marine and fishing buyer Carl Kerfman talks fishing kayak options. Pappas Trading Post archery expert J.C. Chamberlain kicks off our summer and fall Madison Outdoor Report with a look at getting ready for bow season. And as I mentioned, my son John and I will talk about our trip up in Bayfield County. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp, telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkaline and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, it's time now for Madison Outdoors, brought to you by Pappas Trading Post, Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. They're located on State Highway 14, just west of Arena, and about a half hour west of Madison, and on the web at PappasTradingPost.com. And joining us now is wildlife biologist and Trading Post archery expert, J.C. Chamberlain. Well, J.C., thanks for joining us. Welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Yeah, thanks for having us back. Always a fun time of year, and season's getting closer and closer.
It is. And for folks who aren't familiar with the Trading Post, tell us what you offer and what products you have.
We're a full-time archery retailer, as well as hunting equipment. On the vertical bow side, we carry Matthews and Mission. And then on the crossbow side, we do 10-point, Raven, and Mission. We can service any one of those brands as well as pretty much any brand out there. The only thing we typically can't do with a lot of the brands we don't carry is we might not be able to get limbs or cams, that kind of thing. But we can do all the service work on them. In the store, we have everything from broadheads, arrows, box blinds, pop-up blinds, tree stands, you name it. We've got it around. And then also we have a 40-yard indoor range as well.
And that 40-yard range is really special because a lot of shops have a range, but it'll either be outside or it won't be 40 yards long.
Yeah, there's very few shops I know of that have anything over, say, 20, maybe 30 yards. So it's pretty neat to have that right here. And kind of one of those things I guess I kind of got to take for granted because just here all the time and get the use of it.
Yeah. And you mentioned tree stands. I bought a couple ladder stands from you folks several years ago now, and they've been serving us well. I see those box blinds sitting outside there. You don't really have room for them inside the store, do you?
No, that'd be a little bit of a tight squeeze in here, but it's pretty neat to be able to carry the variety of stuff that we do.
Yeah. Well, we'll be talking with you every other week now through summer and archery season to get advice on getting ready and actually bow hunting for deer. And before we get into some of that, I understand Matthews has another new bow out this year?
Yeah, so this year's lineup of bows is going to be in the Lift series as well. There's the Lift X 29.5 and Lift X 33. And then they also have a shorter model, which actually has two limb options, a heavy and a light. That one is going to be a shorter bow, so 27.75 axle to axle. Very, very quick. Goes out to 29 in draw length, so it's not going to fit everybody. But it's kind of geared towards the guys that either like a shorter bow or lighter poundage, shorter draw. I still give that real high-end feel and quality just in a more compact package.
Now, why would somebody want a shorter bow versus, say a 29 or 33-inch axle-to-axle bow?
Most guys, people would prefer that. They're ground blind hunting, or they tend to hunt real thick stuff, or just like the maneuverability of it. It's a lot more compact. It's easier to get in and out of the woods, but still provides that accuracy and consistency of the slightly longer bows.
And if we're not in the market for a new bow, we've got equipment we've been using for years, maybe just 1 or 2 years, maybe 5 or more. What should we be doing now?
This is the time of year that we definitely want to get all that equipment out, check it over really well, get it in to have it tuned. I mean, honestly, if you're expecting your equipment to perform year in and year out, you got to get it in for a tune basically every year because it's with a string cable set. As much as everybody wants to say that they don't stretch or change, it's a material that changes constantly. So, over the course of a year, it definitely will have changed whether it looks like it did or not. So it's a really good idea to get them in, get them tuned up. But also then we can check servings and, everything else on the bow as well, limbs, cams. And if we do have to do service, then it gives you that extra time, one, to break in that new string cable set if we do string cables, and also just to get more comfortable with it again and get everything back to feeling good and shooting really well.
Okay, so we get our bow tuned up and we do some practicing. And if we have access to private hunting land, what should we be doing now this time of year?
This time of year, if you wanted to put in a water hole, I would recommend getting those in as soon as you can. Just gives the deer more time to get used to where it's at, find it, start using it. Food plot stuff right now are kind of in between a little bit. Most food plot stuff for the fall now, I typically wouldn't put that in until end of July, 1st of August at the earliest. That's kind of when I start working on that. Some of the food plots, depending on what it is, might even go in a little bit later. We're kind of right on that edge from doing spring clovers to switching to that fall stuff.
Okay. Is it too early to put stands up if we're moving to a new location?
Oh, absolutely not. With stands, the earlier the better, honestly. For the most part, now we're going to have pretty much all of the foliage and stuff that we'll have for early season. So it's actually a good time to get in there, nip off some stuff, get your lanes cleared, and get ready for the fall.
And I understand you've got a special on Cuddyback trail cameras now.
Yes, with Cuddyback right now in their Link series, they do a starter kit, which would be a home cell unit, which is not a camera. but it's a cellular relay, so to speak, and then two cameras. So normally that's a $400 cost. Now they're at $300, so it's $100 off.
Okay, and is that battery operated, solar? How is it powered?
Those can actually be set up in a couple different ways. You can set it up with, you know, purchasing a separate solar panel if you wanted to do that. Otherwise, they just run off D batteries.
My son has Cuddyback cell cams, and as I think I've told you before, you know, every year he says, you know, I need more of them because I've got them all over the place, but deer seem to walk between them because I'm not seeing the deer, or I see them in one place and then I never see them on another camera.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how they can move around without getting caught. You know, it's one of those things, we're in their bedroom and they kind of know their way around and know when somebody's been in there and not. You know, we've got one case on Rich's farm there. There's an old doe that 80 acres, I'll go out and do cameras, and guaranteed before noon on the following day, she's checked every single camera.
Really?
She's been by each and every one of them. Kind of eerie, to be honest, that she'll make sure, kind of keep tabs on us and know what we're doing. And the neat thing with those cameras, though, is like that one home unit, you can actually run up to 23 cameras with that home unit.
Yeah.
So you can cover a lot of ground.
Yeah. You know, I've been reading, and you probably have done this too, I've been reading about people being shy of putting cameras out because big bucks are avoiding them. Now, maybe like that doe who knows where they are, maybe the big bucks are seeing that too. I don't know.
Yeah, and that could be. It's one of those things, I think they're all different, right? You talk to some guys and they hate flash cameras because they always thought they spooked the deer, and some guys think the infrared does, and, you know, in the grand scheme of things, I just think it's what that deer will tolerate. You know, we've had cases where you'll face the camera north and you'll get a picture of a big buck and then he'll just disappear. Mm-hmm. You go up, swing the camera to the south, boom, get a picture of him.
He's walking by every night, yeah.
You know, but then that's it. You know, then he's like, oh, nope. So you just never know. Some of them are just spookier than others. And, you know, the ones that we can get more pictures of and keep closer tabs on, obviously, are a little easier to hunt, but still can be frustrating, that's for sure.
Yeah, makes it interesting, though. Oh, before we let you go, store hours?
So we're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 5.
All right. Well, JC, thank you so much. I know you're going to be traveling soon, and we will catch up with you somehow, somewhere, for our next report, which will air in 2 weeks. So safe travels, and I know you've been doing a little fishing, too. Glad you're enjoying the outdoors.
Well, we're doing what we can, that's for sure. I look forward to talking to you guys again.
Sounds good. J.C. Chamberlain with the Madison Report from Pappas Trading Post on State Highway 14 west of Arena and on the web at Pappas, that's P-A-P-P-A-S, tradingpost.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. This next segment is brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. Joining me now is Carl Kerfman. He's the fishing and marine buyer for Farm and Fleet Stores. Carl, thanks for joining us and welcome back.
Absolutely, and thanks for having me, Dan. I'm pleasure to be here.
Well, it's always good to talk to you because you know what's going on in the marine and fishing department of your stores, of course, and in the industry as a whole. And sometimes we get into those discussions, those side discussions. For instance, last time we talked, you mentioned you were an avid kayaker, and I think our listeners would be interested in knowing what makes a good fishing kayak versus one designed for other activities.
That is a very good question. Let me tell you, I think I would like to make a comparison on this topic, strange as it may seem, to my early life fishing gear that I use. When I was a young kid growing up, I had one fishing pole. Yep. I have no idea how long it was. I remember I used a spinning reel and a 10-pound or so test monofilament line. I used it for literally everything, from casting plastic worms from the bank for bass, jigging from a John boat for panfish, to fishing from the banks of the Missouri River for catfish and carp. It's worth noting, in my hometown, we actually ate carp, and they still do.
Okay.
When I eventually moved to Colorado, I used that same rig with a clear bubble float and a wet fly for my early years of trout fishing. And that worked for me at the time, and I thought it worked just pretty darn good. But as an adult, and now the fishing tackle buyer, I know that there's countless rod and reel sizes and combinations for just about every conceivable specialty fishing species lure technique that you can imagine.
You bet.
I would make a similar comparison to kayaks. A good recreational kayak, pretty much any kayak that you would buy for recreational use, can be used for fishing. You can easily add some rod holders and find a way to carry your cooler and tackle, and you can fish from your regular kayak that you use for everything else. You could, of course, also take a specialized fishing kayak and then just use it to paddle around for a day on the lake or slow river or whatever with your family and friends who just aren't into fishing, and, you know, you can never even think about wetting your line and just enjoy your day. Specifically, though, to answer the question about what makes a kayak ideally suited for fishing is some combination of stability and outfitting. Outfitting meaning the stuff that goes on your kayak, like the seat and the rod holders and whatnot. Unlike fishing rods and reels, very few people own more than a couple kayaks, and the majority of paddlers literally probably just own one. For that reason, many fishing kayaks are designed with that kind of dual purpose of being comfortable to paddle as well as to be used for fishing. It may be a sit-in style, which is going to be a bit faster and a little easier to paddle, have a little more room for your gear. It may just be literally the same thing with some added rod holders for running multiple rods, you know, and some extra storage capacity. Other more specialized fishing kayaks, like some of the ones we sell at Blaine's, those are going to be almost all sit-on-top style, where you sit on top of the kayak as opposed to sitting into a cockpit.
Okay.
That tends to be significantly more stable, yet it's going to be a slower paddling experience. A sit-in kayak, in comparison, is much more streamlined. It has a lower center of gravity, which contributes to better speed and maneuverability at the expense of some of that stability.
Uh-huh.
A sit-on-top is more stable, typically wider, so it's going to allow more room for your gear and easy access to that gear. And a sit-on-top is nearly impossible to sink. It's literally like a cork.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you flip it over, if a big wave or some speedboat drives by and flips a bunch of water on you, it's not going to sink. In fact, if you look at a sit-on-top kayak, you'll see it's got holes drilled through it. Those are called scupper holes.
Oh, okay.
And those are made to drain the water that splashes up on top. A lot of people see those in the store, and they're like, wait a minute, what's wrong here? It's got a hole. Those are drain holes, and they're supposed to be there. Some fishing kayaks are actually so stable that you can stand up in them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot like a paddleboard.
Yeah.
As long as you're comfortable with that. And then some fishing kayaks, of course, have other means of propulsion, like a pedal drive, either paddles or it'll drive a little propeller. And then a few are designed with a built-in transom mount so that you can mount a little electric trolling motor. So even in a no lake, no motorboat area, you can use that to move about the lake and you can use it for trolling. You don't have to be paddling. You can paddle those, of course, normally. But if I'm fishing from a kayak, I think an unsinkable, really stable kayak that I can stand up on with plenty of room for my cooler and my gear and a nice little electric trolling motor, quiet little trolling motor, that has got to be the ultimate peaceful fishing experience that I can even imagine.
Uh-huh. So I assume you sell both paddling kayaks and fishing kayaks at Farm and Fleet stores.
Absolutely. We got a pretty healthy assortment. And we have some very, very specialized fishing kayaks with pedal drives and transom mounts, and they're stable enough to stand up on. We've got a lot of all-purpose fishing kayaks with a little bit of outfitting that are still sit-on-top, so they're still going to be stable, but, you know, not quite as stable as one that's dedicated just for fishing, so a little more of an all-purpose. And then we have a few that are almost more of a sit-in style cockpit, but not a full sit-in cockpit. So you're still going to have room there around your legs area for your tackle box.
Okay.
And yet they've still got some fishing outfitting.
Well, how has business been so far this year? I know others in the fishing industry are dealing with tariffs on and off. And as a retailer, you've got to have that as an issue because you're a buyer. What has business been like this year?
Actually, that's an even better question. Business overall has been really, really good. And I will say, especially in fishing, there is a seasonal trend, which we've seen for the last 5 or 6 years that we have definitely noticed. And that is the seasons start a little later each year. And the customers are buying gear longer and later into the season. And that just has to do with the weather, nothing to do with tariffs yet. Cold weather, of course, lasts longer. Once it finally comes, you know, in December, it stays cold longer into the spring. The whole season may be a little shorter, the cold weather, but it goes longer into the season. And our ice fishing sales this January through February, those were incredible. Huh. We had a really, really good January, February in ice fishing. Open water fishing, because it tends to be a little warmer than it used to be year round, that doesn't slow down. That goes year round. We sell that. Uh-huh. And it's been a major driver for Blaine's.
Oh.
Tariffs are a pain in my behind. I got to be honest. One day they'll be raising the cost and the next day they'll be lowering the cost because there's a lot of uncertainty in tariffs right now. Just, you know, where the country's going to go and what the rules are going to be and how it's going to affect what you get.
Sure.
You know, fishing tackle, of course, some of it's imported from all over the place.
Yeah.
Some of it comes from China. Some of it comes from Japan. Some of it comes from Europe. Some of the balsa crankbaits are made in Estonia, which is a, you know, very lovely European country. And of course, some stuff is made in the United States too. So it's a mix. And yes, we have dealt with tariffs. However, other than the cost and the fluctuating pricing that we've had to deal with, we're in pretty darn good shape. We've got more inventory than we typically have, and our shelves are full. So that is driving business as well. And the fact that it's a longer season, we planned for it this year. So we had full shelves ready to go. There's a few things that have been a little slower, but as far as tariffs are concerned, it has not hit us as far as supply.
Well, that's
boating
good.
And marine, that business is a little slower. It's been a little cold. So that is just now picking up.
All right.
It is picking up.
Well, we are coming up on the 4th of July weekend. I would imagine you have some sales or specials you'd like to tell us about.
Absolutely. We have the Great Summer Value Sale. That is the one that's going to be coming up right after this airs, I think. That starts on June 26th, goes through July 9th. So it's essentially our 4th of July ad. We have reward specials on Yeti. Can't say what those are over the air because that's kind of the deal we have with Yeti, but, and you have to be a reward member to get these deals. That's how it works. So if you come in and you're a rewards member, you can get some special deals on Yeti products. We got some camp chairs for $9.99. Most of our kayaks that we just talked about, most of those are on sale. We've got category offers, which is like where the whole category is at a percent off, 20% off. We got for life jackets, fishing lures, towables, so those are the tubes and stuff you pull behind a speedboat. Rod and reel combos are almost all 20% off. We have a Frog Togs PVC chest wader for $69.99, normally $89.99. And, you know, it's not my area, but I'll mention it because I'm looking at it right now as I'm looking at what's on sale on my ad here. We have Blaine's Farm and Fleet 16-ounce gummy favorites, gummy candy,
okay,
for $2.99 a bag. That's a pound of gummy candy.
Oh, my.
For $3, essentially. That is my own personal favorite backpack food.
Do you have any plans yourself for the 4th of July weekend?
No hard, solid plans yet. I will definitely be out on the water kayaking. Whether or not I get to do any fishing remains to be seen. I really love catfish. I told you I grew up in the lower Midwest in Missouri, and I love fishing for catfish, and I love eating catfish. And I know that there are some good-sized cats in the Cherokee Marsh, you know, which, of course, feeds into the big lakes in Madison, and that's really close to where I live. So I may find my way over there. other than that, my wife and I hope to find some bluegrass music to listen to at, you know, the number of festivals and wander around those festivals and, you know, eat some food and listen to some music and do that type of stuff.
Well, that sounds like a plan and a good one.
I think it's going to be.
You know, as a cat fisherman, have you tried those gummies for bait?
I have not. There are some people that say catfish will bite on anything. I mean, you've seen the YouTube videos of the catfish eating a basketball and stuff like that and floating around and somebody has to save it. They might bite into a gummy worm. I would bite a gummy worm if I was a catfish, but normally what you fish for catfish really has to stink bad.
Yeah.
And those smell pretty delicious, but who knows what they smell like
to a cat. Okay. Well, Carl, thanks for that advice and good luck on your paddling and catfishing adventures. And we hope to talk to you again.
I can't wait. And you have a good one. Thanks again for having me.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Carl Kerfman. He is the fishing and marine buyer for Farm and Fleet Stores. There are 45 locations throughout Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan. They've got everything you need for life in the Midwest. You can visit them in person at these stores or shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Okay, who's ready to fish? Fleet Farm's all stocked and ready to go with the hottest brands to help you gear up for the season. Like the latest lines and lures from Berkeley, Fluger Rods and Reels, Northland Tackle Bobbers and Bait, all sorts of Senko Worms, the best in fish finders from Humminbird, Lowrance, and Garmin, St. Croix Rods, new releases from Abu Garcia, and more. Stop in and check out the latest fishing gear from all your favorite brands at the best prices guaranteed at Fleet Farm.
Are you ready to wake up the deep bite? Meet the Goldminer 30 from Rapala, your new secret weapon for trolling the depths to wake up your next trophy catch. This hard-running bait dives fast to 30 feet with a wide tail swing and a loud rattle, built to fire up big walleye, lake trout, northern pike, muskie, and more. Whether you're working the breaks on Lake of the Woods or chasing giants on Mille Lacs, the Goldminer 30 tracks true at any speed and comes in 20 proven colors. Find yours now at Rapala.com or your favorite fishing retailer.
Let us be your guide, Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle falls, and Washburn falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israel has launched a second wave of attacks on Iran's Isfahan nuclear facility. President Trump agrees with Israel that Iran was close to building a nuclear weapon, but his director of national intelligence testified otherwise in March.
Who in the intelligence community said that?
Your director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard.
She's wrong.
A judge has freed Columbia student and pro-Palestinian protest leader Mahmoud Khalil from an immigration detention center in Louisiana.
There's no right person who should be detained for protesting a genocide, for protesting their university, Columbia University, that is investing in the genocide of the Palestinian people.
The Trump administration will appeal his release. It says Khalil's a threat to national security. A judge has approved a $7.4 billion opioid crisis settlement with Purdue Pharma. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
Some of that money will go to families and victims to compensate them for the costs of addiction and death.
All 50 states signed the deal. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? We got parts. Product availability? Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Upgrade to Brake Best Select brake pads for $10 more, or upgrade to Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct pads for just $20. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. A heat advisory today. It'll be hot with a high near 91 and a strong south wind. For tonight, partly cloudy, 77 our overnight low. Sunny and warm again for Sunday, highs near 93. Add in some humidity, heat index 101.
Currently 75 degrees.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now is my son and our Northwoods correspondent, John Small. John, welcome back and good to talk to you again.
Great to be here.
And actually, it was good to see you this past week. We were so busy, we didn't have time to take 10 minutes and kind of summarize what we did. But boy, we covered a lot of ground, didn't we?
We did. We packed it in. And, you know, this was a delayed Father's Day. We did it midweek.
That's the way I look at it. And it was a good one. It's always great to spend time together. And we started off on the Chippewa River, and you met a new friend of mine, Bimbo Gifford.
Yeah, I was taken with Bimbo. He is Bimbo. Very cool.
Yeah. And what did you think of that stretch? You have fished the Flambeau a few times and the Jump. I've never fished this stretch before, but I liked it.
Apart from the weather being perfect, it was some of the best looking water I've fished. And it was, you know, not a run to a hole, but almost entirely casting as much as we could at good-looking shoreline, good-looking rocks in the middle of the stream. It looked ideal.
It certainly did. Now, this was after about 2 or 3 inches of rain that they had earlier in the week. The river was up from what it had been. It had been low for quite a while, my friend Ron Weber told me. And I don't know if being a little high put the fish off the feed, but we just didn't encounter any bass or muskies interested in our flies or our hardware, did we?
We did not. And it was hard to believe, based on just the water quality and the structure available and how many casts we threw. We fished hard.
Yeah, we did. And I think you calculated we were on the water about 9 hours altogether.
We were in that boat for 9 hours.
Yeah. But we took a couple of good hour and a half breaks to fish some of the deeper holes for catfish. And we caught a variety of things.
Yeah, I caught a walleye and a red horse and basically boat released a northern pike.
And that northern was on a spinnerbait, wasn't it? I think it was.
Yeah, it was on a bass bait.
Yeah. Yeah, I caught one red horse, and Bimbo caught several smallmouths, including one that I would say, if you were counting the fish for the trip, was really a trip saver. It was a good 16, 17-inch smallie. That was a nice fish.
Yeah, great photo.
Yeah, it was. And we are going to do it again. He's got other stretches of river that he likes to fish. So I'm looking forward to getting back there and maybe fishing a lake with him, too. I talked to him on the way home. He and his brother caught and threw back a lot of 8-inch-plus bluegills, and his brother kept one that they weighed at 1 pound, 2 ounces. I can't believe the size of those. All on his lure, the Bimbo Skunk.
Yeah, and Bimbo Skunk is how he answers the phone. Yeah, he's Bimbo, Bimbo Skunk.
Exactly, yeah. And I got the go-ahead to write an article about him for Outdoor News, so I'm going to get on that sometime this next week or so. And I think I'm going to lead off with Bimbo Skunk, you know, how he answers the phone.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that was day one, and then we had to run into Ladysmith for supper at the Casa Mexicana, I think it was.
Casa Mexicana, yeah.
Yeah, the only reasonable restaurant open within 40 miles. And then the next day, we managed to have breakfast in Exland at that little cafe, and I joked with you about more material for your improv group.
Well, I think the best piece of material I got was this guy, George, who was sitting there drinking a coffee when we walked in, sized us up, and proceeded to share with us his theory on the menu that it should just be one item.
Yeah.
They just come in there, and, you know, that's what I'm getting. I'm getting the item. And they listed about 5 things that one item should be.
Yeah. And then the waitress told us that his usual breakfast or his usual lunch is pie and ice cream.
Yeah, can't beat that.
Yeah, but he's going strong at 82, apparently. So anyway, and then we went on to Lake Namakagan, got some intel from my friend Ron Weber, and hit some spots that he recommended, and you raised a couple of muskies.
I had 2 hits. And I was immediately reminded that one should strip set a muskie and not lift the rod.
Yeah.
It's a hard habit to break.
It is, especially for someone who does a lot of trout fishing or salmon fishing or bass or almost anything else. But if you're a saltwater fisherman, which you and I are only marginally, then it comes naturally. But strip set, folks, is you hold the rod. When the fish hits, you strip the line back towards you with your non-rod hand, and you set the hook that way. Then you can lift the rod and fight it.
So what's the theory on that? I mean, because, you know, you're loading the rod with power. If you lift it, the strip set is just no flexibility. It's a direct...
It's a
line to the fish.
It's a direct line to the fish that sets that larger hook in the fish's jaw, because you got a bigger hook with more steel that you've got to drive into the jaw of the fish. And
right. It's not a trout fly. It's a good size hook with a barb that's about 1/2 inch down.
Yeah. So you've got to set that. And then a fly rod, of course, is very flexible. And if you just lift it to set it, you put so much of that force into the bend of the rod that you don't get the direct impact on the fish where you want it. Now, I've caught a number of muskies setting the hook the wrong way, swiping it sideways or lifting it up, but the way to be more sure is you feel the fish, you strip set, and then you fight them.
So I was reminded of that lesson once,
yep.
And I did not learn it on the second fish. I, again, lifted the rod tip. Reaction,
yep.
It's ingrained. It's a habit I need to break.
Well, we'll have more opportunity to do that, I hope. And then we are recording this late, late, late Thursday night after you spent 8 hours at the Adventure Club bar there.
That's right. Yeah,
after,
it was quite a night.
Yeah.
It was a steady, busy Thursday here at Bayfield. And we had our staff meeting / party.
Oh.
So it went a lot later than it could have. And so, yeah, I'm exhausted. I've been on my feet since hit the golf course.
That's right. And we golfed this morning with 2 of your friends and had a good time.
Yeah, Kurt and Ryan, my golfing buddies, who handily beat us at team match play on 9 holes.
Yeah.
By the 7th hole, we were too deep to win.
We were out of it. But we had a good time. And everybody hit at least a couple of good balls. And that's what keeps me coming back. You know, I'm no scratch golfer by any means, but I enjoy it, and it was a great day on the course. And the Apostle Highlands, if you've never golfed it, folks, I was going to say fished it, but if you've never golfed it, and you are a golfer, give it a try. It's really a great course.
Yeah, the vistas are amazing. The course is challenging, yet not too much.
I don't think it's a super difficult course. My favorite hole, it's not very interesting in dogleg or obstacle sense, but hole three, where it looks like when you tee off, if you hit it high and hard enough, you're going to land on Madeline Island. You're going to hit it into the lake. But of course, the lake is a couple miles away. Anyway, so we are looking at another adventure sometime, probably next month. But you've got some sailing coming up this weekend, and let's do a quick recap on how folks can sail with you if they'd like to do it.
The easiest way is to go on our website, allhandsailing.org, and book a trip. The easiest, simplest way, if you're just want to walk on, is you can book a seat on a 2.25-hour Apostle Island Gateway. And so we take you out to Madeline Island, up to Basswood, or down south to Long Island, get a sense of what the water looks like, how the sailboat works, and if you sail with me, everything's available. I jokingly tell my clients on the dock, my goal as a captain is to do as little as possible. And if I do my job well, people learn how to sail and get to have fun steering and tacking a 36-foot sailboat.
And longer day trips are available, too, or overnight trips.
Yeah, the next step up is a Discovery. It's a 5-hour trip. We take a dinghy, and we can land on a number of islands, get out, look for agates or sea cave or quarry, or just sail. Just sail hard for 5 hours, and then we go up to a full day. You can rent the boat privately for that. And we even do multi-days. You can custom design your own itinerary. And I just want to note that I mistakenly thought, as a former kayak guide, that the captain did the cooking. But in a sailboat, the client provisions food for the captain. So make sure you get my zero dietary restrictions.
There you go. All right. Well, John, happy sailing. Get some rest.
Oh, man, I got 2 10-hour days in a row on the water.
Wow. Okay. Well, John, great talking to you, and it was a great 3 days. We packed a lot in, and we'll do it again.
Yeah, thanks, Chad. I mean, it was a wonderful Father's Day, even though we didn't schedule it as that, but great time together. Wouldn't hurt it for the world, and we had beautiful, beautiful weather, regardless of the lack of muskies in the boat.
Yeah, we certainly did. And driving home, there were severe thunderstorms everywhere except where I was. I think I had a guided corridor right home from Bayfield, which was nice. I don't like driving in a storm. All right. Well, we will talk again soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Captain Jonathan Small, sailboat captain on Lake Superior. If you want to sail with him, visit allhandsailing.org. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors
Blank
Radio.
Blank Farm and Fleet Original Story.
Why is everyone coming on their riding mowers and UTVs?
I figured all the neighbors could use a break from yard work, so I invited them for a...
Ooh, a ride-on lawnmower movie?
Or, as I like to say, a movie.
For beautiful lawns, backyard parties, and everything in between, we've got the values you need to do things your way. Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Being
Hi,
original.
My name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
Are you ready to wake up the deep bite? Meet the Goldminer 30 from Rapala, your new secret weapon for trolling the depths to wake up your next trophy catch. This hard-running bait dives fast to 30 feet with a wide-tail swing and a loud rattle, built to fire a big walleye, lake trout, northern pike, muskie, and more. Whether you're working the breaks on Lake of the Woods or chasing giants on Mille Lacs, the Goldminer 30 tracks true at any speed and comes in 20 proven colors. Find yours now at Rapala.com or your favorite fishing retailer.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com. By Crestliner Boats at Crestliner.com and by Mercury Marine at MercuryMarine.com. You can see the latest Crestliner Boats and Mercury outboards at Cedar Lake Sales in West Bend, and Crestliner's instant rebates will continue through June 29th, and the Mercury Get 7 warranty deals on new motors are going on through July 7th, so don't waste any time if you're looking at a new boat and motor. And they also have a sale on now on in-stock docks and lifts. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, profhearingcare.com, and by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And if you missed my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special, the last several years of that show are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And if you missed any dates, websites, or phone numbers we might have mentioned, you can always listen again online at lake-link.com/radio. You can subscribe to our podcast there, download episodes going back a year or so, and of course you can find our show on other podcast platforms, including outdoornews.com/podcasts and iHeart.com. And on social media, you can find us at Hardwater Jeff and Dan Small Outdoors. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. I caught Warren's show last Wednesday night at the Bayfield Maritime Museum when I was up there. The cast included Warren Nelson himself, his son Rowan Nelson Ferris, Ed Willett, and Philip Anich. And they did a bunch of Warren's original songs, Along with Gordon Lightfoot's Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, Phil Anich's baritone rang out loud and clear on most of those numbers. It was great to see those guys again and say hello. I haven't seen them and now in a couple of years, I guess. Warren's next show is next Wednesday, June 25th, at the Library in Presque Isle, and that show starts at 5:30. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. We'll catch up with Jeff Kelm again next week. And wherever you are, get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
Just that needle belt now. Let's get to the perfect speed. Oh, how I love leaving the shore behind. When the cool night swallows the moose's nose and the heron is fishing on one cold leg. When the loon cries lover in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
There's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary and even deadly. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, State Representative Francesca Hong on Republicans playing games with the state budget, plus Kristen Lyerly, John and Gordy, and much more.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Israel says it has struck Iran's Isfahan nuclear facility a second time and killed three Iranian commanders. Iran launched a new wave of missiles and drones at Israel. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi.
Iran is ready to consider diplomacy once again.
But he says Iran will not negotiate with the U.S. until the Israeli attacks stop. CBS's Christian Benavides says talks in Switzerland failed to produce a breakthrough.
Diplomatic efforts are ongoing in Geneva, led by European leaders. They're trying a last shot at convincing Iran to limit its nuclear program. What's unclear is if that means embracing President Trump's offer for direct talks. Iran called those off after U.S. ally Israel started bombing. On Friday, the president expressed concerns about Iran's potential nuclear capabilities.
And I think within a matter of weeks, or certainly within a matter of months, they're going to be able to have a nuclear weapon.